I don't even remember the drive home, but eventually I found myself pulling into the driveway. A blue Altima with Pennsylvania plates sat in my usual spot. Something about that didn't feel right. I headed straight for Richard's house with an unexpected sense of urgency. The side door was locked. I took out my key and opened the door that led to the butler's pantry.
Richard?
Brenda called anxiously.
No, it's Jeff.
I came into the kitchen. A black man in a bulky dark sweater sat at the kitchen table. His bulging biceps and thick neck reminded me of a weightlifter. Brenda's delicate china cup looked ridiculous in his beefy hand.
This is Willie Morgan, my ex-husband, Brenda said.
Her voice strained with tension.
Willie, this is my brother-in-law, Jeffrey Resnick.
I stood there dumbly until Willie got up and offered me his hand. At 6'3" or 6'4", he towered over me. He probably weighed 60 or 80 pounds more than me, too. I'd heard how he'd beaten Brenda senseless countless times during their brief marriage. His size alone was enough to intimidate me. I didn't want to touch him. Didn't want him to awaken my heightened awareness. But courtesy demanded I shake his hand. Thank God I got nothing.
Nice to meet you, he said politely.
Knowing their past history, I expected his voice to be lower, menacing. It wasn't.
Will you stay for coffee?
Brenda asked me hopefully.
Sure.
I shrugged out of my jacket, hung it over the chair, and sat down at the round table. Willie took his seat again.
I noticed your license plates. What brings you to Buffalo?
I asked.
I got a job with the Bisons.
Coaching?
No, marketing.
I had the impression he worked more physical jobs. His imposing stature implied the same thing.
How long has it been since you two have seen each other?
I tried again.
12 years,
Willie answered easily.
That was when Brenda moved to California and divorced me.
Brenda's mouth was tight. Fear shadowed her eyes.
My mother gave Willie my address. She thought he might want to look me up.
Mrs. Stanley hadn't approved of Brenda living with Richard, a white man. When Brenda married him, her mother cut all ties. Brenda set a cup of coffee and a plate of chocolate chip cookies on the table before me, but she didn't take a seat, instead retreating to the counter.
Have you found a place to live yet?
I asked Willie.
I'm staying at a residence motel. Most places I've looked at won't be available until the first of the month. I hope to find something permanent by next week.
I nodded. Now what could we talk about? The silence lengthened. Finally, Willie pushed his half-empty cup away.
I guess I'd better be going.
Brenda forced a smile but said nothing.
Good luck in your new job,
I said.
I'll see if I can get you guys some free tickets for next season.
Sure, thanks.
Willie got up, shrugged into his bison's jacket, and headed for the door.
Nice to meet you.
He looked past me toward Brenda.
I'll see you again sometime, Brenda.
Was that a promise or a threat? Brenda remained riveted to the counter, radiating sheer terror. I followed and then closed the door on our guest. I returned to the kitchen as Willie's car revved to life. Brenda stared at Willie's now empty chair for a long moment. We watched as the car passed the kitchen window as it backed out of the drive. The quiet that followed was unnerving.
Do you need a hug or something?
I asked Brenda. A tear slid down her cheek and then she nodded. I crossed the room in 3 steps, held her as she clutched me, let her tears soak into my shirt.
You didn't go to the clinic with Rich this morning.
She shook her head.
I didn't feel well. My stomach's been upset lately.
So Willie picked the one day you're home alone to come visit. Are you okay now?
She nodded.
I'm so glad you showed up. I was so afraid.
Come on, sit down.
I led her to the table.
What happened?
I heard the doorbell, opened the door, and there he was. He barged right in.
He wasn't overtly threatening,
I said.
He never was in front of other people. Believe me, under that quiet veneer lies a monster.